Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about Perplexity AI and their new feature they just released called Perplexity Pages. A little bit of a tongue twister, but this is a really cool new feature. If you're unfamiliar with Perplexity AI, they are a kind of like a AI research tool. And now this page feature allows you to kind of lay it out in a really visually appealing way that kind of looks just professional. And nice. Jaden, what are your thoughts on this as far as use cases and how can you make money with this?
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I think that this is a super cool tool. Essentially, like, I've been using Perplexity for a while. I know a lot of people that are huge fanatics. Like, Perplexity is a very, very popular, again, when we talk about winners, Perplexity 100% is like a winner in the AI space. The thing that they've been known for is essentially displacing or disrupting Google. They're the ones that literally have forced Google to put the AI summaries in Google. They would not have done that, I 100% guarantee, without Perplexity hitting a $1 billion valuation. And now I think a $3 billion valuation, having like Jeff Bezos invest in them. Like, they know they're a serious company. But essentially what they do is, like, when you're doing a search, they just got really good originally at like giving you the answer with AI and then citing the answer. So giving you like links to where they got all the stuff. So they did it's like a research tool, and it's really good at doing research or studying stuff. I know on my other podcast, AI Applied with Connor Grennan, a lot of times I'm like, hey man, let's talk about this topic today. And he's like, oh, like, I don't know a ton about that topic. So he just like searches for it on Perplexity, and in like 3 seconds, it's going to give him a summary and a brief, everything he needs to know about that. And then while I'm talking, he's researching. And then while he's talking, we're like looking at stuff and sharing things. So it like makes it so that very quickly on the fly, you can get briefed on any given topic, like, very quickly. So that's an amazing thing about Perplexity. So Connor told me that he's completely replaced Google search with Perplexity for him. That's like the only thing he uses, which to me is like mind blowing. They're a winner. I bring that up to say that, you know, they're a winner. And now they're taking that, like, that summary, that search, that research to a whole new level and making it very appealing and very like usable. So it's good for creating reports. It's good for creating summaries. And essentially, you're going to do your search, but now you can select to have it generated as a page where it's going to be a really nice formatted page, kind of like medium.com. I don't know if you've used that much, Jamie, but it's got like these pretty like headers and images on the top. And like you essentially make this thing look like an amazing report, and you send it to someone. It looks like you spent like an entire day's work on this thing, but really this was 5 or 10 minutes. You can tweak it, put it together. I don't know. What's your take on this, Jamie? Is this usable, or are you like, why don't people just, you know, share like the original text? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's really cool. And we kind of talked about this before, but me and you are kind of both in the phase where we're kind of building out, I know you're building out like an online course, and I'm building out an online community through my YouTube channel. And this, I feel like, is a great way, especially in the online community side, where you could add value. So you could even come up with like a weekly report on, you know, So my online community is going to be entrepreneurship and reselling. So like you could post up, you know, the reselling stats for, you know, the past week, or just what's going on with eBay and their fee, like a fee research paper, essentially, you know, to show people and just, you know, provide extra value that you otherwise wouldn't have time for. I think in that sense, you know, it could be really valuable. Jaden, what do you think about like with developing a course? Could this help you in that way as well?
Oh yeah, 100%. I think that for course creation, this is really useful. Like, let's say you have a course on a specific topic, you use Perplexity to help you come up with content for it. It could create really nice, like, downloadable, printable stuff for easy sharing, to essentially have downloads along with the course. And again, it's like, yeah, you could go and make like a really sophisticated, complicated thing on Canva or on like Google Docs. But this is, the template is pre-built. It looks really good. It's all put together. And so I think any of these things where we're going from taking like these foundational kind of AI models that can do a thing to now like we're going more to the application layer. So it's like making that thing like more usable and digestible. I think this is amazing direction for a lot of these companies to go. And I'm excited. Now, of course, it's not like Perplexity or OpenAI or Google or whatever can do like any foreseeable or perceivable or thinkable like app. Like they can't go in every direction, but they can pretty much sit there and think like, what are like the top three use cases of this tool that would be really useful? And they can kind of go after those and try to make them do them really well. I think it's really an interesting place where we're kind of getting out with these AI tools.
Yeah, I mean, my one anymore, mostly, I've mentioned this before, when I Google search something, I just read the AI summary. I don't click on any web pages. But the one thing I do miss about clicking on web pages is the visual aspect. Like, you know, when I do the AI summary, it's like this little mini paragraph, very simple, you know, but there's nothing beyond that. Where sometimes, depending on the topic, it'd be nice to have a picture, you know, to go along with it, or just something helpful. So I feel like this is kind of like the next step. And I feel like it'll be interesting to see if Google actually adopts this into their search summaries too. And like, you know, boom, when you search something, instead of, you know, a quick little text box and then all the sponsored posts, it's like a big page, you know, about what you're researching. I don't know.
That is such a fascinating thing, because up until this point, Google has been fighting Perplexity, and this is kind of like the next level of the fight. Like, do they copy this feature? Something interesting about this is these pages that you're actually creating on Perplexity, and this is why I think people should make them, is they're shareable. They are publishable, meaning that these pages that you create on Perplexity are already getting picked up by search engines. Like, it's an actual like page. So there's like SEO strategy in this as well to create this page on Perplexity. Honestly, it reminds me a lot of like Medium.com. They have these like really pretty templates, and your articles can look really nice. I've used them a lot. I've had months where I have like 5,000, you know, reads on my Medium articles or whatever. And like, I don't know, like I had a phase where like I was like really into it. I think it's really, really fascinating that we're essentially, Perplexity is now competing with them directly. But it's like interesting, because it's like AI generated content is getting picked up by search engines. So like, what if the top three results on something were all Perplexity pages, and then Google used that to create their AI summary? It's just like the AI like cycle is wild. It'll be really interesting to see where this is going, because it is high quality content, and Google doesn't necessarily penalize AI generated content. It's just penalizing like low quality content. So if these were high enough quality, and then they're getting trained into the model, it's crazy. It's definitely AI inception. And I think there's some level of that isn't good. You see like the information deteriorates or whatever. So, and you know, and you can imagine like, I don't know, a spiral where maybe Perplexity's like using that snippet to generate theirs, and then it just goes back and forth. You can imagine some crazy stuff happening. In any case, I think we're at an amazing time to be in this space. These are some really interesting tools. They do make it more usable. So I definitely just recommend people jump on them, try them. Go try Perplexity pages, make some of these things, especially anything built around your business or your audience. This is just more valuable SEO and more, it's definitely something that can help people find out more about you. So I think it's amazing. If you learned anything today in the episode, it would mean the world to us if you left us a review. We're trying right now. Jamie and I are on a push. We're getting close to 100 reviews, and we would really appreciate it if you guys could help us out. Drop us a review and help us hit that number. We'd be eternally grateful. But we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.